This week, you'll go down some dusty Washington country roads. Legal pot growing operations are springing to life from urban King County to remote corners of the state. Over the next few days, correspondent Anna King will introduce you to some of the Northwest farmers taking on this newly legal crop. Today, she's out at a farm outside of Goldendale to learn more about an ongoing debate in this new farming community. Should pot be grown indoors or out?
For Tony Rita, there is no debate on how to grow pot.
It's all going to happen as nature intended. Those warehouses are beautiful and those state-of-the-art buildings and all the light spectrum, but it doesn't matter what you pay for it. You're not going to beat this.
This being the natural sunlight, wind, and organic mulch, it's a way of life for Rita. The diminutive woman with flowing white hair has been a naturalist, an herbalist, a log home builder, and now a full-on pot farmer. Rita's Funston pot grow is just a stone's throw from her log home's porch, and it's a remote spot. Black Dog Acres is past Goldendale, where narrow roads narrow even further, then turn to gravel. When you get there, you have to make it through the tall, locked driveway gate. Call first. With a name like Black Dog Acres, just jumping over isn't recommended. Even the friendly rot named Harley is scary. Rita's pot farm doubles as a Rottweiler rescue. She has 22 other rots and one pit right now.
Okay, I think we're good.
Right next to the kennels is the pot farm. It's a fenced-off acre of flat, fallow field. Rita's hired a neighbor with a small tractor to help get her started. He's drilling holes in the hard-packed volcanic soil to make room for compost and lots of marijuana plants. Rita says growing pot outdoors makes economic sense, too.
Under ideal circumstances, one crop annually will outperform four crops indoors.
About 40 miles away in the Columbia Gorge, Susie Wilson is also planning to produce a significant chunk of her pot outdoors.
How are you ladies doing today?
Wilson has a warm Mother Earth vibe with her tie-dye shirt and white wispy mohawk. She says she passes the long work hours by talking to her pot plants, a.k.a. her ladies.
Oh, look at you. Don't you look beautiful? What's the matter with you? Why are you so droopy?
Most of her plants so far are indoors, but she has big plans for her garden plot out back, and she's nestled tiny plants there in mulch and sand. She says Dallasport, right off the Columbia River, is a microclimate, the Mediterranean of the gorge. It's sunny, warm, and windy here, and she says that's a good thing.
The wind stops bugs. Bugs can't hang on very well in this kind of a wind, so that's kind of a win-win situation for us.
Plus, she says, outdoor plants are just healthier and require fewer chemicals for pests or molds. Still, the majority of the 120 licensed marijuana grows in the state are opting for all indoor grows. Eric Cooper is one of them. His farm is just outside of Wenatchee. He believes a controlled environment is crucial for his business to make money. For example, with an indoor grow, he says, there's never any downtime, like winter.
We will crop approximately 150 to 200 plants every 7 days. So that's 52 crops a year.
His warehouse operation is called Monkey Grass. He leads me from one yawning room filled with chin-high weed to another.
In this room alone, we have 60 lights. In that room alone, we have 60 lights.
He says in a warehouse, he can control the dark and light the plants get so they mature the buds properly. But keeping these lights cycling is expensive. That's even with Eastern Washington's cheaper hydroelectric energy. And sunlight? Well, it's free. Cooper's hoping that at some point soon, the state will give out more licenses and he'll be able to operate an outdoor grow too.
When we go outdoor, our crop size is going to increase dramatically.
If nature cooperates, outdoor grows can yield more pot, but will customers like it as much? Customers line up to inspect and sniff small jars at the Altitude Pot Store right in the heart of the Yakima Valley. Tim Thompson is one of the owners here. He says their customers haven't had access to outdoor weed yet. But in terms of which they will prefer between outdoor or indoor,
I really don't think there's going to be a difference.
He thinks it'll come down to price. That theory will be tested in just a few weeks when farmers like Susie Wilson and Tony Rita bring their outdoor pot to market. I'm Anna King reporting.
Tomorrow, the series First Cut with correspondent Anna King continues as she'll explore which one of these Northwest farmers are going to survive the competition and tight margins. This project is a collaboration with the News Tribune in Tacoma. To see pictures and behind-the-scenes video, go to nwpr.org.